So, y'all, it's me again, Larissa. What's up? I just want to let you all know, from my previous one to now, yeah, I got pretty fucked up. I don't know why I'm doing this, and this is so stupid. So, yeah, God bless, incriminating, not evidence. I invoke the fifth to any type of self-incrimination, etc., etc. This has never been talked about, but let me just tell you, there could be better choices being made right now, but there's not. So, God bless. So, some things that are going through my thought process right now is, I am drunk as a bitch. I'm driving home on a long stretch of road, looking at cars go by me, making sure there's no animals, no crazy shit going on, trying to make sure that I stay awake and alert as best as possible. Look, guys, I put on K-Love 104.9. K-Love. Y'all, it really is encouraging. Yo, this is my jam. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows what's killing you. God's in love that God only knows. Y'all, this is so beautiful, encouraging, uplifting. I don't even care what religion or anything that anybody really believes in, because whatever you believe, God bless. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Do you, dog? Do you? But, like, really, this station is positive, encouraging, and uplifting. Like, I just listen to this because I'm sitting here thinking on my way home. I just literally started passing, and I'm like, Brody, I could die right now because I'm drunk and doing shit I shouldn't be doing right now. And I'm making it. Like, I'm doing this. And I put on K-Love just in case, because I'm like, bro, I could just die. Like, the statistics, blah, 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 the statistics of me dying right now is very high. Like, how stupid, girl. How stupid. And then you're, on top of that, you're sitting here on your fucking phone recording this shit. Like, this is okay. And it's not. But y'all, I'm sure you've done stuff like this before. I can't be the only one. Even if you have, if you haven't, I just want you to be all safe. Just be safe. Make smart choices. Be better than you were yesterday. All of it. Like, you're so good. Yes, just like this. You can start over. Because God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. My hair keeps getting pulled because I closed my hair in the window. God bless. Yes. So if anybody hasn't noticed by now, I do a lot of that. God bless. I'll do some catchphrases every now and then. Some things will get stuck and it'll just be on repeat for a hell of a long time. So hella was a big thing. Yes, just like that South Park episode, I was thinking the same thing. Hella. Hella cray, bro. Hella cray. But seriously, though, that hair is being pulled and it's not comfortable. I kind of like this because, realistically, this is keeping me focused and alert while I'm on my way home. Just want to say that out loud. Getting there is a breeze, Brody. A breeze. I know. Long stretch of road. So where I live is very rural. So we have suburbia, which is like the surrounding areas of Rochester. I'm not going to go too much into it because I really don't want everybody to know where I'm at. But what I can tell you is that it's literally a state park. I live about 7 minutes away. I'm giving hints, but I'm not giving hints. I just want to let you know where I live is literally God's country. What I mean by that is it's just so beautiful that only God could have made it. There's only... And I'm not saying that to be some type of vain or prideful. I literally, legitimately mean that. I'm literally using the word literally so many times that it's even driving me literally mad. God bless. What the fuck? Excuse my language. But what I can tell you is that where I live is just, when the sun comes up, it's beautiful. When the sun is at its highest, it's beautiful. When the sun is setting, it's beautiful. Going in, into town and seeing where I live, like, I'm really grateful for where I am. But I need a change. That's what I meant to say. I need a change of scenery. And where I'm at is just not where it's popping. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I love it. The water. I'm not going to say it again. The water is just absolutely the best water I've ever drank. It's not even from a spring. It's not even from a well. Like, it's just so great and beautiful. And it tastes so crisp. It just is water. And it's from God's country. And I live in the country, rural area. I live in the country and I love it, but I want a different life. Like, this is not, it's not popping as it should be. My life could be so much more than what it is. I just have to do instead of thinking about it, right? You just have to, like, go for it. Kill it. Don't think about it anymore. If you're thinking about that thing you've been thinking about for such a long time, or even that thing that you thought about last week ago, and I don't know what that thing is, but I'm sure it's a thing you've been thinking about, because I get a lot of those thoughts. So, like, for example, for me, I've been doing this YouTube experience with my friend Damo, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. But I'm sitting here really thinking about, like, I have to take time to edit this video. I just kind of want to do it raw. Like, I just want it up and just going and just seeing how people respond to, like, what it is. Like, I'm okay with the mistakes and the blurbs and the aw shits and the this must be rated PG-13, rated R now because of how much I'm cussing and the explicit activities going on in this video. Like, but it's really an experience, and I really encourage anybody, just like my friend Domo has encouraged me. Shout out to Out of the Locks. Please subscribe. Please share. Very creative. Very one of a kind. Props. Here, look, this is me snapping. Yeah, that was me silently, softly snapping. Because pretty much told me to do, like, Larissa, what do you want to do? And I'm like, bro, I like taking pictures. And he's like, you know what, Larissa, I got some, like, this is an idea, like, your personality and this fits all because ... and here I am doing things like this, speaking to people that I thought I would never speak to in my life, but here we are. And this motherfucker with the motherfucking brights on, like, we can play this game, dog. The fuck? Excuse me, y'all. But that was an asshole move. Like, I got spots in my fucking eye now because of this jerk off. Fuck. Asshole. I kind of want pizza now. I should have got a little Caesar's pizza when I had the opportunity. There's probably no pizzerias open where I am. I have to go to Brockport. I really don't want to waste the gas on doing that stupid shit. But what I was getting back to is the point of the fact is you pretty much planted a seed and I'm going with it. But I think I want to do it so raw. I just want to put everything together and just see how people respond to it. Like, yeah, I'm going to edit everything eventually, but like I want people to really see the raw, very like me. Awkward. I'm overweight. There's not a Arissa, I was really playing myself there. You sure were. Damn, y'all. I got me. Got me real good. Look at, there's an RV. That's just like a mobile fucking floating island on the road. That's cool. I want to get money like that. Where I can literally buy a floating island. And like legit just drive it across fucking anywhere. America, Canada, Mexico, Central and South America. Where else? Alaska. Got a lot of dreams, a lot of aspirations, y'all. Some are more realistic than others, but I'm still trying to focus and figure it out. By the way, just to reintroduce myself, I'm Larissa, if you guys just joined. Listening, chilling, thinking about killing. I promise y'all, I have been going to a therapist, so I have some red flags, but I mean, don't we all have some red flags? We're working on everything, you know. But if you're tuning in, what's going on is that I'm literally driving myself home. I'm not driving myself home. That was a total inaccuracy to what's going on right now. What I can tell you is that I'm having a really great night. I've been thinking a lot. And I don't know, like, I'm not sure. I've been thinking so much I forgot what I was thinking about, you know? I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but if you have, like, really, come on. Like, I just literally was thinking about all this stuff, and here we go with the freaking literallys again. Like, chill, dog, and the likes. So, I guess to really kind of get a feel for me, and if you guys want to, you know, still stick around after, you know, listen to at least this much BS. Like, I was born September 27th, 1990. One of the greatest years ever. One of the best days ever. I was my mom's birthday gift 8 days after her birthday. I'm literally the best gift that keeps on giving. And I can use that. LITERALLY. It sounds right. I can't tell you how accurate it is because, well, I don't have a dictionary offhand, so. Woo! I just feel I need you guys to, like, kind of know me to understand. And even if you don't, that's okay because maybe it'll make sense, maybe it won't. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you won't. And that's okay too. But I'm Larissa Cheyenne Williams. Cheyenne. Like the capital of Wyoming. The river that runs through Wyoming. And the Native American tribe. So, I was born in California, Sacramento, California. Sun Kingdom, as I've always called it. Born there, raised there for about 4 years. My youngest brother's father got with my mom, had my youngest brother. And, well, my tallest youngest brother, 6'5". Fucking lumberjack. He got a haircut recently. And I just noticed it, like, 2 days ago. And he's like, yeah, Larissa, it was about a week ago. Like, what? Bro, the last time I seen you, you kind of look like JJ. Like, JC. You kind of look like this man. The beard, the hair. My brother's a good man, but it was just strange that he looks that familiar. And then I see him and he kind of looks like a musketeer. It was weird. But it's cool. So I was raised in California for about 4 years of my life. We moved to Holly, New York. It's about as far as that'll go for that. To about the age of, well, how old are you in about third grade or fourth grade when you move? Pretty young, let's just say that. I moved to another town within the city of Rochester. And from about there, we lived in a complex that was pretty lit. Went to one elementary school in the block that I lived at. And later on, in a few years after living in the particular block, we moved to the 200s. And in the 200s, you get sent to another elementary school. So for a while, I was going to that particular elementary school. We had a brand new middle school built for us. 3 houses, red, blue, and green. I always thought when Harry Potter came out, red house was like Gryffindor, blue house was, I would say, Hufflepuff, and then green house, obvious Slytherin. Bunch of fucking snakes over there. But grew up, had a really good childhood, up until about a certain point where I ended up having to move based on the adults in my life, being my mother and my brother's dad, who pretty much raised me, my biological father. He passed in 2017, but his name was Robert Allen Speed. Be quite honest, he was a lifelong drug addict. He was in and out of prison. Well, let's not say lifelong, because you know, he did stop doing drugs, but the effects of the drugs that he did, let me say it like that, I mean, it took over him, like eventually caught up with him. And it's sad to say, but it's definitely true. He was a man that, from my understanding, he, as much as he worked hard, he played hard too. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes when you play that hard, you tend to end up getting the effects later in life. You know, you can be a rebel without a cause and still end up, you know, dying fast and young. But what was I talking about? My biological father, yeah. I don't know if you guys want to hear this, but in the event, Maybe we'll talk about that type of stuff for a later time. What I can tell you is that I like to call myself a Cali Yorker. And the reason is because a lot of my life has been lived from East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast. So, hashtag TM, copyright, whatever, Cali Yorker. You heard it here first, bi-coastal. Those of us who were born and bred in a different state on the West Coast, such as like California, Oregon, Washington. I'm sure there's another state in there, I think. I can't be sure. But like very on the West Coast to the East Coast. Coming back, living here, working here. Being in New York long enough to know that you have gained traits. The way you talk, dead ass. No cap. All of it. Like, Tim's and fitteds, you don't know shit. Fuck out of here. You what? Like, I literally, like, secret time, I love New Jersey. Housewives of New Jersey's like, I love reality trash ass TV. And I have no problem saying that. A lot of people are sitting here like, Larissa, you sound so intelligent right now. I know you guys are trying to boost my ego right now while I'm, you know, chilling. But what I can tell you is I have both traits. I'm probably as chill as they come, but because I've lived and understand New York as well as I do, I can go to 0 to 100 real quick. And maybe or maybe not. You may in the future, you know, maybe hear when I go 0 to 100. Not on purpose, but there might be conversations, there might be things that I talk about with people that I do get hype, and I don't, you know, depending on how hype it is, like, oh, you wrong hype, or you not wrong hype, I don't know. What I can tell you is, with that being said, is that, what I can tell you is that I might not be right all the time, but I'm never wrong either, so always continue to learn. Continue to be better than I was yesterday. It's 10:51 p.m. East Coast. And all I can say is, like, I'm having a good night. So, thanks for sticking around with me while I did that. Thank you for listening to me. Maybe this is like a hotline. Maybe this could be an outlet. But this outlet can speak to other people than just me. Because maybe just everything may need to be a rant or a blurb or a statement. Or maybe we just need to talk to each other, but just more real than what we normally do. Maybe some of the things that I do on here won't be scripted. Maybe they will be. But what I can tell you is that this might be a journey, and if it is, well, I want you to be there with me every step of the way. I'm nervous, but I'm excited about it. I guess at this time, I'm going to sign off. And then I might listen to this and go, this was a great idea right now. But then when I listen to it later, I'm going to be like, I really did that while I was intoxicated. Yeah. Maybe. Or maybe it'll speak to somebody on a different level, I would say. So that you can know you're not the only one out there that thinks these thoughts, who do these things, who says these things. It's okay. I'm here. Maybe we'll do this together. Maybe you'll outgrow me. Maybe you'll forget about me. In the event any of that happens, I'm just really glad I got to talk to you. Thanks for sticking around. I hope to hear from you again. And I'm just really glad that I have this time to talk to you. Well, this is Larissa. I'm gonna go sign off now for real. I'll talk to you guys again later. I love you. Stay weird.